wonder and hope that the subject you're preparing to share will hit the mark on the listeners. And as I just listen to these manifestations, I think what I'm going to be sharing will be a great blessing to you. And I think about what Rebecca shared last night, and I'd already had some things on my heart that I wanted to share tonight, and boy, what she shared was just so fantastic. So hold on to your hats and get your Bibles, because we're going to see some great truths in God's Word that I think will really make a difference in your hearts. You know, man's stature before God Almighty is much, much bigger than many would realize. Man originally, in the beginning, had dominion over all of God's creation until he lost it to Satan. But think about the responsibility that man had over all of God's creation. And that's quite a responsibility, and we have the ability to carry it out. The full focus of God's desire, what he really wanted, is realized in God's man and in God's woman. One of these days, I hope we will really realize how much God really loves us, that we are truly God's love child. I would like to read a passage from a book titled The Father and His Family by E.W. Kenyon. And I quote, "Before the morning stars sang their first anthem to the heart of the lonely Father God, before the foundations of the earth were laid, before the first rays of light ever passed through the dark expanse, the heart of the great Creator God had a yearning, deep, mighty, eternal. It was the primordial passion for children. The father heart of the Creator God longed for sons and daughters. This yearning passion took form, and God planned a universe for his man. And in the heart of that universe, he purposed a home. There is no time with God. Time belongs to day and night, to sun and moon. The omnipotent God was not hampered by days, nor nights, nor years. When love laid the foundations of this mighty universe that he planned, he purposed it all to be the home of his man. It was to be man's birthplace, man's garden of delight, man's university where he would learn to know his Father God." The culmination of God's love, and that's the end of the quote there from the book, the culmination of God's love dream is you and I. God's passion of love was brought forth in the reality of you and I being born again of God's Spirit. Man, I was so blessed when Ron taught last Monday about how God's love is so deep and how his compassions, how loving he really is. God's dream of dreams is you and I. The purpose of the ages is you and I. God's ultimate plan of all time was to have children, you and I. Angels ministering to him as servants did not fully satisfy God's craving for children. So he prepared the earth and the universe to house his love children, you and I. Go to Ephesians chapter 1 if you would. The ultimate expression of God's love, I believe, is laid out in Ephesians. This manifested love and good pleasure of God is poured out on his loved children, being full and complete in every way. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. God had us in mind way back when, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He sees us holy and without blame before him in love. You see how big we need to see our life? God sees us this big. We can see ourselves this big before him. And verse 5 says, having predestinated us or foreordained us unto the adoption of children or to sonship by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I love that expression in God's word, the pleasure, the good pleasure of his will. God had pleasure. We don't think about God having a big smile on his face or having good pleasure, but you and I are to the good pleasure of his will. You and I are what God really wanted, what God had a passion for. What is your good pleasure to do? I guess we all have certain things we would count as being pleasurable for us to do. But God's good pleasure is to have you in his family blessed with all spiritual blessings. Look at verse 8 in this chapter 1 of Ephesians, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure. There it is again, his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. God has purpose in life, and this is what he purposed, is to have you and I, his good pleasure. That in the dispensation, verse 10, of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. There's a day coming that we're all going to be together. The culmination of it all is going to come together, and we're going to be smack dab in the middle of it, because we are of his good pleasure. Verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated or predetermined according to the purpose of him. Again, God's purpose is you and I having this inheritance to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. You know, God didn't trust to have any committees of anybody else working with him. He had his own counsel with himself. I thought that's pretty neat, the counsel of his own will. Then verse 12, this just blows my mind, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. You and I are to the praise of his glory. When God brags to his angels, you know what he brags about? You and I. We are so precious to him. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Do you see how special we are to God? You know, if he has numbered the hairs on our head, we must be special. My goodness. Go to chapter 3 in Ephesians, if you would. For this cause I bow my knees, verse 14, chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints. We can comprehend. God wants us to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. man, how big can it get? It can't get any bigger. Now, verse 20, this is that great verse 20. We quoted a lot. You see what the build-up to this verse? Now, unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We have that power in us, and we can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, because we have that power in us. We have the fullness of God in us. And then verse 21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Wow. You know, it says in Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is delighted to be working in you, both to give you desires that you would will, and then to do, to have you accomplish and do the things that he's called us to do. We heard that in the manifestation tonight, that God wanted each one of us to know what he has planned for us, that we have that ability to walk greater because he has each one of us in mind. Man, that manifestation just was so beautiful, so beautiful. So we are the love child of God. We are his love child. There's one more verse I want to share with you. 2 Thessalonians 1:11 and 12. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of his calling, of this calling. We all have his calling in us, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness. We get to fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. Our God has counted us to be worthy of his calling. You and I are his love child. So let's live with great freedom in our hearts, with great conviction, knowing these great truths. Well, you're God's best. It's sure wonderful to share this with you. And I just pray you all have a sweet sleep tonight and a great day tomorrow, because you are his good pleasure. You're the best.